You're on Texas Standard Time.
John Cornyn has been in his current office since 2002, and many believe he's in the toughest race of his political career this year, facing Democratic challenger MJ Hager. Yesterday, when we spoke with him, he just returned to D.C. from Austin as lawmakers were taking up an issue critical to many Texans right now, relief to help weather the pandemic. Many lives and livelihoods have been put on hold by shutdowns and social distancing requirements, and initial assistance from the federal government has dried up in many quarters. Now the senior senator from Texas is among the Republicans trying to push through another aid package, one that many Democrats are not on board with, as it's considerably more modest than their own proposal. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you.
Well, U.S. senators back from their summer recess this week, and we've been hearing about divisions between parties holding up the passing of another major coronavirus aid package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was announcing that Republicans in the Senate, including yourself, will vote to advance an emergency stimulus plan. What does that plan include?
Well, this will include what I would call the bipartisan consensus items that were previously a part of the Republican offer, which was called the HEALS Act. As you know, that was about $1 trillion worth of additional spending. And the Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats had countered that with a $3 trillion additional spending bill called the HEROES Act. But that's on top of the $3 trillion we've already spent through four different pieces of legislation, culminating in the CARES Act in late March. But I think there's still work that needs to be done.
Is your objection to the Democrats' plan that it's too expensive?
It is that it includes a lot of non-COVID-related issues. For example, it includes a tax cut for some of the wealthiest people in large blue states like New York and California. And it also includes a variety of different things to support the cannabis industry. And just it's really a grab bag of a lot of different unrelated things. What we need to do is recognize that we're in a two-front war. One is a public health battle, and the other is an economic recession caused by the mitigation efforts. And I think we need to focus on those things and leave these other issues for a later fight on another day.
You know, I think everyday Texans are concerned about how they're going to pay their next month's rent or their mortgage. What about that $600 a week unemployment benefit? Is that going to be reinstated in the Republican plan?
Well, we're going to pay out another direct payment to individuals through no fault of their own, as you point out, or out of work or working reduced hours. And then there will be a reinstatement of the unemployment insurance supplement. The exact amount is not the subject of an agreement, but under the president's executive order now, it's an additional $300 a week. There were some people receiving actually more money not working than to work, which is not obviously our intention to incentivize people to stay away from work if they can safely return, but merely to replace their lost wages. So that's something we still have to work out.
Well, now the August jobs report shows unemployment rate falling below 10% for the first time since the nation went on lockdown. But the Washington Post is reporting just over half of the 22 million total jobs lost between February and April have not returned. What does a Senate Republican measure do to address that consideration? Because that's a serious figure there.
Well, it is, and it's not going to change until we are able to navigate this virus and to get on with our lives safely. And we're seeing this playing out right now with kids going back to school, college students returning to college. But I think we've learned a lot of lessons. The vaccine is probably not going to be here until the latter part of the year or the beginning of next year. So what we all need to do is take personal responsibility, which is to wash your hands, wear masks, socially distance, and stay home when you're sick. And what we've seen is that actually has a pretty impressive impact in terms of bringing down the spreading of the virus. But that's going to be the formula until we can get that vaccine. I know Governor Abbott and others are looking at what else we can do to reopen to hopefully get people back to work and help grow our economy, because we can't sustain this situation forever where millions of Americans are out of work.
Let me ask you something, Senator. This administration as a whole, how do you think the overall response has been to the COVID crisis? And what are you telling Texans as you're campaigning, Texans who are out of a job or worried about their kids going back to school?
Well, this pandemic is something that nobody saw coming, and it's created an unprecedented experience, and it's been dramatic, and it's been painful, and I really feel for particularly for people who are out of work and not receiving any income because of the mitigation efforts, and that's why I voted for $3 trillion worth of emergency spending, something I would never do except under circumstances like this. But we didn't know how long this was going to last. We had hoped that we'd be in better shape than we are right now. We are starting to see some encouraging numbers coming from the efforts that we're all undertaking. As I said, each of us have a personal role we can play in slowing down and hopefully slowing down that spread. But I think you know, there's always room for criticism and finger pointing. I don't really find that very constructive at this point. I think people have, by and large, done the best they could under very difficult and unprecedented circumstances.
Obviously, I mentioned you're running for re-election. Do you plan on campaigning with President Trump in the coming weeks?
I have not spent any time campaigning at all. I've been, virtually none. I am spending time traveling around the state, going to high schools and colleges and listening to the county judges and mayors and others tell me how what we have done, how that has met their need, and where more needs to be done. The Save Our Stages Act is just one example of that. The work we're trying to do to help restaurants be available to reopen once the government officials allow it. That's been where my focus is. This is the strangest reelection that I've ever been through because it involves very little campaigning. It's basically doing the job I've already been elected to do.
Let me ask you one other thing, and I know you've been involved in politics long enough to remember back in the day when Republicans were really concerned about the budget deficit and about whether we'd ever be able to pay back what we owed. And I noticed just the other day that we crossed a new threshold that we haven't since World War II. We're now, our debt is now greater than our gross domestic product. That's historic. We ever going to be able to pay this back?
Well, we don't have any choice, and it is very distressing to be sure, but I view this as sort of a domestic equivalent to World War II when we were trying to defeat Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, which was an existential threat to our country and to the rest of the world. We didn't worry about deficits and debt, but you're absolutely right that this is not going away. This is not monopoly money. And the historic efforts that we've undertaken to try to keep the economy afloat and try to deal with the public health crisis has run up a huge tab. But now, after we get this under control, we need to turn on a bipartisan basis to addressing that debt and those deficits. No doubt about it.
You've been generous with your time, Senator. I just have one follow-up on that, because you are noting that we are in a time now, similar to what we faced during the last World War. Given those exigencies, sir, you look at the Democrats' plan, they want to spend $2 trillion more than the Republicans do. Why not, if we're at a time of war?
Well, I don't want to spend money giving millionaires and billionaires a tax cut. They want to reverse what we put in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which capped the deductibility of state and local taxes. And as you know, some of these places like New York and San Francisco, they have much, much higher taxes than we have in Texas. So basically what happens is you have Texans subsidizing millionaires and billionaires in places like San Francisco and New York. I just don't think that's fair. And so I'm not willing to go there.
Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn is running for re-election in November. Senator Cornyn, thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.